Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are founders of Las Cruces Academy, Dr. Lou Ellen Kay and Dr. Vince Gutchek. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
It's our pleasure.
Our pleasure, definitely.
What is Las Cruces Academy and how long ago did it get started?
We're a small private school. We describe ourselves as an academic school. We decided to start this about 10 years ago, and this is our eighth year of classes.
And you're both doctors. What was your study, Dr. Vince?
I studied chemistry at Caltech.
And I'm a biologist. I got my degree at City University of New York.
And what was your passion for getting this started?
Okay, we're both doing biology in our careers, and so we've heard a lot about global climate change, population growth, mass extinction, a lot of bad news. And we thought, what can we do that might make a difference? And the one thing we could think of is if we educate young children well and teach them to express themselves and to be able to talk to anybody, then they might help become future world leaders or at least community leaders who could help solve problems.
And how long have both of you been in this community?
Since 1985. So whatever, 20...
No, 30.
32 years?
32 years.
Where is Las Cruces Academy located?
It's in the Mercado area of Mesilla, 1755 Avenida de Mercado, in the former Preston Contemporary Arts Center.
So that's close to Mesilla, where there's...
Yeah, we're essentially a block away from Santa Clara...
St. Clair Winery.
Right.
When did the school get started again?
We started in 2009, and we didn't even know how many students were going to show up on the very first day, trusting us, you know, in an unproven school.
And how did you get your students?
We actually spent a lot of time advertising on KRWG, and that was our main way to recruit teachers and students. They heard about us on the radio.
Right, and then people would come to our house for dinner, and we would explain the school. This was our son's idea. He helped us a lot all these years.
So explain the school to me.
So we're very academic, and so we like to say we do science, math, languages, lots of reading, lots of writing, anything we think they need. So social studies, geography, history, art, music, cursive. We teach them computer programming, even typing.
So what makes you different from other schools, from public schools and other charter schools?
Well, we have small classes that average 9.8 students per class. We have essentially no bureaucracy. Between us and the teachers, there's nothing. We can get things done. We can go out to the field next to us to see what crops are growing. When they came to fix a leak in the water line, we took the students out there to show them that. We just capitalize on every opportunity.
One of the nice things is if the students are loving it, we can continue studying whatever it is and study in depth if they want. If they obviously don't like it, we can leave it and do something that they enjoy because you don't learn things you don't care about. So we're a very student-driven organization in that respect.
So that's your mission.
Yes, and we also let our teachers develop their curriculum. We're not holding them to any book. We say, let's see how you're doing, and you know, we haven't had to really do much in the way of mid-course corrections ever. So they really enjoy that freedom.
And what would you say you value the most? What has been your accomplishment of the school?
Oh, watching individual students grow. We had one student several years ago who came, and the parents said that they were worried when he was very young that he was autistic because he hated to interact with anybody. And when he was with us, I spent a lot of time talking to him. He obviously tended to be very sensitive to what other students said and did. And so I spent a lot of time talking with him. Take a look, see what's happening. And he finally realized it wasn't him. And that year at Thanksgiving, he went and talked to each of his aunts, who many of them cried because they'd never actually talked to him before. And then he hugged them. And they were flabbergasted. It was like night and day with this kid. But he sort of really learned how to read people. And we can do that kind of thing because we're small, because we can spend the time with them individually.
Now, what would you attribute his growth?
I think just being able to talk about what was happening, you know, and in a small, safe setting. They could see that how we interacted with other students so that children weren't scared of us and that we spoke very honestly to the kids.
Right, and we know every student, so do all the teachers. And actually, the students know each other. We're small enough, we're 34 students.
How do you get the funds for the school?
Well, we charge tuition, and it has to be significant because of our expenses, and that's even with Llewellyn and I volunteering our time full-time. And then we get donations. We solicit them from the parents and the friends of the school. Some organizations, like El Paso Electric, has given us scholarship money every year.
You also have some events for fundraising?
Oh, yes. One of our very favorites is Food for Thought. We came up with this about 3.5 years ago. It's a community event and fundraiser, so we get about 12 people, interesting people in the community. We invite them to have dinner at a table. Each one sits at a separate table, and there are up to 9 other people with them, and they just start a conversation. It could be, you know, a government leader, it could be a business leader, it could be a scientist, an artist, anything like that, and it's been a big hit.
And that happens at the end of the school year. This year, I think it's June 1st is going to be?
No, May 31st.
Okay.
How long does it take you to put that together?
About 5 months.
So you're getting started to put
it together. Yes.
It's already looking at who we can invite to be our discussion leaders.
And they enjoy it a lot, too.
What about different languages that are taught in the school?
We do 3 languages. Of course, we do English, and we insist that the kids spend a lot of time reading and writing. But we also do Mandarin Chinese, which, of course, is becoming a very important language worldwide. We think that since most Chinese students are learning English, some of us need to be learning Chinese. So we've been doing that. Actually, our Chinese teacher was the first person we hired to teach. And then we also teach Spanish, because we think in this area all people should speak Spanish as the second language.
We also bring in the world cultures. So Llewellyn and I have been to 38 different countries, and we share that. So a couple of weeks ago, I went into the early kindergarten class, and I brought things that we'd brought back from Asia, you know, Balinese masks and a statue from India and so on. I passed it around to all the kids, and it was hard to get away. They just wanted to see more and more.
And what about their families? Are the students of different economic levels?
Definitely, yeah. We have basically the whole span of economic levels. So one thing we can do is help with scholarships. And we often see friends and family, grandparents, helping with the tuition.
Now you said, Llewellyn, that you were also like a nurse at the school?
Oh, well, I spend a lot of time, you know, when the kids get owies or their tummy hurts, they always come and tell me. And, you know, being able to read, are they truly sick or they, you know, they want to get out of class because they're not enjoying it, and talking to them about or bandaging them up, or just acknowledging that they've got something, and that usually is sufficient.
About trying to get out of school, they don't. They want to stay even after the hours are over. So we let people get their children there at 7:30 in the morning, and they can pick them up as late as 5:30, and we've had to tell the child, you know, look, your parents are tired, they love you, they want you home. But that's one of the places where they grow socially and emotionally, and that's a big focus of us.
A lot of our kids are only kids, and so it's really nice to have this time where they can just interact with the same kids over and over and over again and learn what will people tolerate and still be your friend and what is beyond the pale and will lose them, and that's something they need to learn, and it's something that they get to learn in this safe, you know, environment with the same kids. So
do you also teach?
Yes.
We both teach.
So, Llewellyn, what is it you teach?
So I teach science, which I love teaching. And the fun of that is I get to teach everything. So I'm trained as a biologist, but I get to learn astronomy. I get to learn all of these other subjects, too, which is the fun part.
So you're a teacher. What is your main title?
I'm called head of school or director.
And Vince?
I'm the board chair, and I also teach. I do science part of it. I do the physics and chemistry part for the middle schoolers. She does lots of other grades and the biology for the middle schoolers. And I do technology for the middle school and tennis for all the classes.
Oh, so you have tennis as well.
Yes.
What other physical activities?
Well, the kids have recess a couple of times a day. All of the kids have recess because nobody can sit still that long and still think. And we have PE almost daily. And part of it is just running around and playing. They play pick-up soccer quite frequently or four square or whatever game it is that they've been involved with lately.
Archery.
We've done archery, yes. So I'm actually a qualified archery instructor.
She's very meticulous. She wouldn't let me touch the bow until I got the training.
So you have from first grade?
No, we actually have from what we call early kindergarten. Because I get calls every so often from a woman who says, I've got a three-year-old who's already reading. They've got a September birthday, so they're not going to get into kindergarten until they're six. They're going to be bored out of their mind. What am I going to do? So we have had, we take them as early as 4 years. Okay, so typically they're academically advanced or, you know, they're already speaking like a seven-year-old. So we've got four-year-olds, what we call early kindergarten, and it's really an academic program. So early kindergarten to middle school.
So not high school at all?
No.
No, it was in our plans, and those may come along. It's just a longer development period than we had expected.
So what do you see the future for Las Cruces Academy?
Well, we hope to continue. I know our teachers are very, very passionate about giving these kids a great education in a safe, you know, nurturing environment where they can learn about their world and become very competent in reading, writing, languages, science, you know, everything.
What is your website that they can find out more information?
We are at lascrucesacademy.org, and you can see it's a secure site, mobile-friendly, so we come up well on Google's ratings, and everybody can see it. Our son and I, prodded by some of the parents and ourselves, revamped the whole site, and it is so nice now that we're getting more and more inquiries. People are walking into the school.
So your son also teaches there?
No, he helps us remotely. He is finishing his PhD in material science and engineering at Ohio State.
And what is his name?
David Guchik.
So the future of Las Cruces Academy is?
We hope to continue teaching these wonderful kids, you know, and making them very productive citizens.
Yeah, and if you say, you know, in the more pragmatic stuff, we are renting space from the landlord, you know, who's Tinsley Preston, the owner of the former Preston Contemporary Art Center. And we know that down the line, we have to acquire our own space. We see that as a fairly long process. But, you know, we've got people helping us plan, our son, our board, friends.
Our parents.
Yeah, our parents.
Well, you're definitely a bridge to the community, un puente a la comunidad.
Ah, gracias.
Thank you very much. Dr. Lou Ellen Kay and Dr. Vince Guchik, Las Cruces Academy. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.